Britney Spears blasts brother Brian. Elton John speaks on equality, and Kate Bush calls the success of Running Up That Hill utterly brilliant. It's Wednesday, June 15th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Britney Spears blasted her brother Brian Spears on Tuesday following false reports that he attended her wedding last Thursday. "You never attended my wedding," the pop star wrote in a lengthy, emoji-filled message that she shared on Instagram. "Do you think I want my brother there who told me no to a Jack and Coke for 4 years? What?" Britney explained that Brian would enjoy a drink following her Vegas residency shows, which ran from 2013 to 2017, but never ever let me have a sip. She wrote, "You let your 5-year-old daughter put her hand in her mother's wine and be silly, and yet I just got off the stage for the third time that week, and my little feet have been in heels, and I walk to the only table in my suite, and you tell me no." Britney added, "You hurt me, and you know it. And I might force myself to drink Jack tonight, look up at the moon, and say, F you. I know you're my blood, and yes, blood runs deep, but no family of mine would do what you guys did to me." Britney also brought up her brother's comments in July 2020 episode as a Not Seen on TV podcast about her fight to end the conservatorship. He told host Drew Plotkin, "I know what she wants, but at the end of the day, what's the reality of that? What's the practicality of that? So you're gonna call and make reservations for yourself today?" In her post on Tuesday, Britney wrote, "When asked by that incredibly kind man, why doesn't your family just let her be, your response was she can't even make a dinner reservation. None of you have ever wanted it because of all telling me you love me and doing and treating me like absolutely nothing. What you said right there to that man in that interview said everything, Brian." She added, "P.S. I have an assistant make my dinner reservations." Britney also referred to an Instagram post Brian shared after she was free for her conservatorship last November. He shared a throwback family photo and captioned it, "Happy Brit Dependence Day. Proud of you, Brit." Britney wrote, "P.S. I liked your post, brother. Happy Brit Dependence Day. Congratulations, Brit. Go F yourself, Brian. F you." Early media reports about Britney's wedding to Sam Asghari claimed that Brian was the only Spears family member to attend, but his girlfriend, Amberlynn Conklin, later claimed that he could not attend the nuptials because he was at his daughter Lexi's graduation from elementary school. Brian felt terrible having to choose, but he had to be there for his daughter, and he sent his love to Britney times a million, Conklin wrote on Instagram. "We are so sad to miss such an important moment, but so happy for Britney and Sam's marriage." Elton John shared an important message while accepting the Impact Award during Tuesday's iHeartRadio Can't Cancel Pride special. "I've seen so much positive change in my 75 years as a gay man, but we clearly have a way to go before everyone in the world is accepted for who they are and who they love," said John, who is currently on tour in Europe in a pre-taped clip. "We can't let the clock turn backwards. We can't let fear rule us, and we must fight to be ourselves." John, who married Toronto native David Furnish in 2014 after more than 2 decades together, offered the same advice he said that he gave to their sons Zachary 11 and Elijah 9. "Be yourself, push the envelope, and ruffle feathers where you need to. I do love feathers, and remember that what unites us is far greater than what divides us," he said. "Take care of one another and try to be a part of something bigger than yourself, and never forget that love makes the world go round." Kate Bush continues to celebrate the newfound success of Running Up That Hill. "How utterly brilliant. It's been hard to take in the speed of which this has all been happening," the 63-year-old singer wrote on her website. The song, which Bush released in 1985, is number 2 on the Billboard Canadian Hot 100 chart and the UK official Top 100 chart behind As It Was by Harry Styles. It's also number 4 on the US Hot 100. Running Up That Hill is climbing up the charts thanks to its use in the season 4 of the Netflix series Stranger Things. It can also be heard at the end of the second episode of the Made in Canada series The Lake, which debuts Friday on Prime Video. "The response to Running Up That Hill is something that has its own energy and volition," wrote Bush. "A direct relationship between the shows and their audience and the one that stood out completely outside of the music business. We've all been astounded to watch the track explode. I've never experienced anything quite like this before," admitted Bush, who hasn't released a studio album since 2011. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.